2 years before Richie Valens released his first single, Come On, Let's Go, East L.A.'s Little Julian Herrera had a hit with Lonely, Lonely Nights, which made him the first Chicano R&B heartthrob. But Little Julian had a secret identity, and at the cusp of stardom, he disappeared. Alex Schmidt reports on the mystery that still continues to this day, and the people who'd like to solve it.
This is his first single right here. When I first heard Little Julian, I go, wow, you know, that this guy's a Chicano guy. I mean, Little Julian Herrera. And, I mean, I could relate to him, you know. He was one of us, you know.
For his whole life, Gene Aguilera has been enthusiastic about music. Today, he owns 5 guitars, 5 fully functional Seaberg jukeboxes, and over 10,000 records. But he's still searching.
I looked. I talked to DJs. I talked to promoters. I talked to other musicians. And I just could not flush him out.
Little Julian Herrera was one of the defining voices of Chicano R&B, who came out of East L.A. in the late 1950s. Recently, Aguilera has been working with another Herrera fan to see if they can track him down. The latest wild goose chase started when a man contacted Aguilera, claiming to know Little Julian personally.
He says, okay, well, go home. After work, go home, but you got to be ready because I'm going to go to his house, and then we're going to call you from there, and then we'll make a meeting point. And so I stayed home from Friday night till like Sunday night, waiting for that phone call that never came.
Still, Aguilera has been determined to find the man who wrote the soundtrack of his adolescence, a man who piqued the interest of other music folks around L.A.
Every time I would talk to a musician, every time I would talk to a collector, no joke, within the first minute or two of our conversation, they would say, hey, you ever heard of Little Julian?
Josh Kuhn teaches and writes about music at USC. He says Little Julian Herrera never became a big star outside the notable Chicano music scene in East L.A. But since his disappearance, he's developed a notoriety among collectors and musicians that he never knew while he was active. He's become a sort of legend. Little Julian's Los Angeles story starts somewhere near here in the Boyle Heights neighborhood east of the L.A. River.
He hitchhiked across the United States and ended up in Boyle Heights when he was 13.
That's Gene Aguilera again.
He got taken in by a Latino family in Boyle Heights whose last name was Herrera, and he assumed that last name of Herrera.
Herrera adopted a Latino identity, though, and we'll get to this later, he was actually someone else. About 4 years after he arrived, East L.A. had a vibrant music scene. Herrera hung around at shows, met the right people, and soon he was performing and recording himself.
He was an upper. I mean, he was just always excited about something.
Bernie Garcia is a saxophone player who played several shows with Julian in the club scene around East L.A.
Had a lot of charisma. He sang his butt off, as they say. Sang his butt off.
Then in 1958, a cop showed up at the home of Herrera's record producer, Johnny Otis. The cop was looking for one Ronald Wayne Gregory. The photo he showed Otis, it was of Little Julian Herrera. Johnny Otis learned that Julian Herrera was actually a Hungarian Jew. Herrera, or Ron Gregory, was arrested at age 19. His crime was forcible rape. Since Los Angeles County court records with details about the incident are confidential, exactly what happened is murky.
You will cry, you will cry if I leave you. You wouldn't have had to if you just were.
But that wasn't the end of Little Julian. After he spent time in jail, he reappeared and started playing and recording again. But things took a downturn. There are rumors that he was drinking and violent.
In fact, he told me he had some legal problems and he had to get out of town for a while. I said, yeah, makes sense.
That's Bernie Garcia again, the sax player. Julian called him with a proposition to play gigs in Tijuana. After a wild week of performing and partying, Garcia decided it was time to head home.
After I left the gig, he called me up and asked me if I wanted to reconsider. And I said, no, I'm going to pass, pal. You know, I'm married. And that was it. I haven't heard from him since. I wish he were still alive. I'd love to see him.
What would you say to him?
Hey, babe, what's happening? You know. Any gigs? Let's do something together, man. I'm tired of sitting around waiting for your bite. Let's do something. That's probably what I'd say.
Whether he knew them personally or not, little Julian Herrera had a lasting impact on many.
He's somebody whose voice wove its way into the lives of people, whose voice became part of a soundtrack to a community. And so he became more of a kind of cultural emblem than an entertainer.
Right now, Gene Aguilera is working on a definitive history book of Chicano music. Finding little Julian, he says, would make it complete. For the California Report, I'm Alex Schmidt.
I still remember when I first met you.